Westlock. The temporary suspension of obstetrical services at Westlock Healthcare Center, which began in September, will continue to February 6. Alberta Health Services first announced in the fall they were temporarily pausing obstetrical services from September 19 to October 31, a decision that was centered on patient safety and due to a lack of trained registered nurse availability, two factors which continue to impact the closure. This is due to a lack of maternity-trained registered nurses and an inability to secure contracted coverage. OZ continues to ensure all expecting parents have the support they need, an OZ spokesperson said in a statement via email. OZ is working closely with surrounding communities to offer additional support to Westlock patients as needed. The statement noted the decision related to limited nursing resources and patient safety and that obstetrics is a high-risk practice that requires a team of experts with very specialized skills. It went on to say the situation does not impact any other care services offered at the healthcare center. We are in direct contact with prenatal patients and their families to review the options available to them for hospital-based delivery and to put a plan in place for safe delivery, the statement read. Patients will be able to receive postnatal care for themselves and their infants with their usual family physician in Westlock. In a follow-up email, OZ said that recruitment challenges continue in many communities provincially and nationally, and staffing pressures are also being felt both nationally and internationally due to impacts of the pandemic recovery, increased demand for services, and global and national staffing shortages. Last year, the NDP pointed out similar situations in the past year across the province regarding the temporary cancellation of obstetrical services in several communities, including Slave Lake, Edson, Whitecourt, Barrhead, Lac-la-Biche, St. Paul, and Three Hills, as well as Fort Saskatchewan, Bonnyville, and Rocky Mountain House. While the communities of Rimby and Sundree have been without obstetrics for more than a year. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.